What's playing out in a weird way during this election cycle. You know, we have 48 days until November 6th. Can you believe it? If my math is correct, let me count on my fingers. I think I'm correct. Anyway, the bashing that Mitt Romney is taking, thanks to that secret video that the grandson of Jimmy Carter turned over to Mother Jones and now has become a nightmare image-wise for Romney as he's trying to shake it off, is now a war of, I said this with the 47% versus what Obama said back in 1998 about wealth redistribution. Although the steam on the Obama tape is nothing compared to Mitt Romney, who's had a terrible week. But just for grins, I want you to hear what Obama said in case you haven't heard it. Take a listen.
Let me just close by saying, as we think about the policy research surrounding the issues that I just named, policy research for the working poor, broadly defined, I think that what we're going to have to do is somehow resuscitate the notion that government action can be effective at all. There has been a systematic, I don't think it's too strong to call it a propaganda campaign, against the possibility of government action and its efficacy. And I think some of it has been deserved. You know, Chicago Housing Authority has not been a model of good policy making, and neither necessarily have been the Chicago Public Schools. What that means then is that as we try to resuscitate this notion that we're all in this thing together, leave nobody behind, we do have to be innovative in thinking what are the delivery systems that are actually effective and meet people where they live. And my suggestion, I guess, would be that the trick, this is one of the few areas where I think there are technical issues that have to be dealt with as opposed to just political issues. I think the trick is figuring out how do we structure government systems that pool resources and hence facilitate some redistribution, because I actually believe in redistribution, at least at a certain level, to make sure that everybody's got a shot.
All right, everybody's got a shot. So Mitt Romney took his best shot, hoping to deflect some of the attention. Here is his quick comment on redistribution.
It's an entirely foreign concept that will not work, that has not worked, that has never worked anywhere in the world. And what we have to do in America is not to make us more like Europe, but to make America more like America and restore the principles that made us the powerhouse we are.
Yeah, the thing here is time. Will time kill Mitt Romney, or will time hurt Barack Obama? For Obama, heading into the election cycle, it was about trying to turn the economic forecast around, especially when it came to jobs, but we're still over 8%, and really that number's higher. There's not enough time to turn that around. For Mitt Romney, is there enough time to turn around the whole image thing? Oh, he wants to help wealthy people. He's the 1%. He doesn't get it. And how can he relate to the middle class? He's squeezing us out. Look what happened when he was talking to a bunch of $50,000 a plate people in Boca Raton, for goodness sake, when he first was handed the mantle. Or no, it won't come down to that. It'll come down to mobilization. If it comes down to mobilization, then flip a coin. Younger people, millennials, disillusioned. They didn't get the hope and change. A lot of them don't even want to vote. That's the story that I heard in Tampa, and I've heard other places, and here on the airwaves. Many of you have also sent emails saying that. On the other side of it, for the Republicans, a lot of Ron Paul people, felt like they got the shaft. They might have said, okay, we're going to go for Romney. We'll help you out. But once the nonsense happened in Tampa and they changed the rules and trashed the delegates who got a little rowdy, then they felt so slighted that they, many of them, simply will not vote at all. So you have the non-voters, you have the low voting numbers already, and you have a short window of time. In a short amount of time, who has the better chance? The incumbent or the guy who's really taking a beating lately? Just lately, because cycles change. In an instant, something different, some other controversy could step in and take over with the Mitt Romney saga. Some other story could step up and be the thing that everybody focuses on. And the thing that I also want to remind everyone, it's not just the presidential election. The legislative branch is up for grabs, too, because all the House seats are and a portion of the Senate, 33 seats. There could be some bigger changes there than meet the eye. And there are some key seats. The Senate looked like there was a good chance it could go the way of the Republicans, and then Todd Akin messed that up in Missouri. But the votes aren't in yet, and the polls show Claire McCaskill, the Democrat, and Akin kind of neck and neck. A few votes one way, a few votes another way, and that election could go in a completely different direction. So, 48 days to go. 48 days to go, some disasters looming when it comes to our participation and what's happening in some of the lands in the Middle East, the situation in Libya with four Americans killed. Does that have any kind of an impact at all on the election? Because it's about impact, without a doubt. Coming up on this Hour of America tonight, we're going to mix in a couple of different things, including Steve Budin, the Buddha, from PickNation.com. I know a lot of you like football. Steve Budin giving his thoughts on this week in the NFL. Also, It's Your Business. Scott Sherwin stops by to give you a couple thoughts on sales in general. And really, we know how this goes. At some point in your life, even if your official title is not sales, everybody is always selling. When you think about it, from the time you're a kid, you're selling something somehow. Remember you had to push that crazy wrapping paper at school, or you were a Boy Scout or something, and you had to sell calendars or whatever it was? Oh, that's the worst. I was terrible at that. Even Girl Scout cookies. Ooh, I didn't like knocking on people's doors and having them slam the door in my face. Thin Mints, please. Although I ended up getting all the patches. And you may have a similar experience, so it's pretty fun. He has some great analogies. We even talk about some of the cheesiest all-time sales lines. I always feel sorry for telemarketers because it has to be tough. They have a script to follow, and you just can tell when somebody is not comfortable asking for whatever it is. All right, we're comfortable telling you to stay tuned for more here on America Tonight. I will meet you on the flip side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment permanent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,772.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,816.31, $908.16 for a half ounce, or $454.08 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,816.31, $908.16, and $454.08.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways, new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Certainly heard his voice on the Discovery Channel and the History Channel. He did a great show on modern marvels on Apollo 11. He says his favorite was Apollo 17. So Rod was psyched like I was about the Endeavor going to California's crazy flight to get there with trees that had to be chopped down over 400 to make room for the Endeavor going through the neighborhoods. It would be that tough, and they couldn't take it apart. And, of course, the space shuttle, once it is going to be displayed standing upright, he says it'll be just an amazing thing, as he had the chance to stand underneath a shuttle once it was done being at its destination and scrubbed and safe and all that. And said he couldn't believe just how big the shuttle was. So here was one person's reaction to seeing the Endeavor.
I love this kind of stuff. I would say anything space just gets me excited. I teach history.
And the people in California are going to be psyched because I think that's going to really pump up that California Space Museum. They don't get a lot of space stuff there. And having one of the shuttles will, I think, drive people's interest and drive traffic there, too. It's pretty cool to see it on top of a Big Bird. Watching the Endeavor come down and get delivered that way was pretty neat. It would have been cool to be in the neighborhood and watch that flight. Hey, speaking of flight, the bumbleheads at American, they canceled 300 flights. Pilots are calling out sick. It's a nightmare at American. Most travel people are saying if you're making reservations somewhere, be very careful with American because they're canceling flights, and you've got pilots that are reporting maintenance things by crews and stuff, so flights are being delayed. And the good thing, as I guess, is that they're canceling the flights in advance, so at least people aren't inconvenienced at the airport. Hopefully, it's not if you're linking up somewhere. That might be awful if you're trying to get from point A to point B. What are you going to do? But each day this week, American has canceled more flights than any other airline. And by late Wednesday afternoon, American and American Eagle had canceled 73 flights. And I think it's going to keep going this way. We're back to the same thing. AMR is trying to slash labor costs by about $1 billion. They're reorganizing under bankruptcy protection. 8 of its 9 labor groups ratified the cost cutting. The pilots, though, were the holdout, so they're digging their heels in for sure. All right, speaking of unions and digging in, boy, Chicago, they ended their dilemma. So the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, he seemed like he wasn't going to give in. What's up, Rahm?
We've taken a number of things out in this contract that we used to do. On sick days, on vacation days, on health care, we now have a wellness plan that will result in savings. That's why it's come down in price. In this contract, while it costs $75 million a year, the 2003 and the 2007 contract averaged $130 million a year.
Mm-hmm. In the end, there were a lot of people that didn't think the Chicago teachers had much of a leg to stand on with the whole evaluation thing. And here's the thing. You know, you want the best teachers in the class, right? You definitely. This is the third biggest school district. So it has to be fair to the teachers, but it shouldn't be such a walk in the park where the better teachers don't have a chance to thrive, get in there, and maybe even make more money versus the teachers that are not pulling their weight. That's the problem with the union in this case in Chicago, the way I see it. All right, we're going to squish in a quick little segment here because so many of you have sent me emails. I want to make sure that I hit the mailbag, so that's where we're headed next here on ATN.
The mail is here.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. All right, you've heard of the term fool's gold. I got this from Rodney, who sent me a link to a story that was making the rounds, and actually it was pretty crazy. The fool's gold was this. There was a jeweler in Manhattan that runs a business near, I don't know, somewhere near Fifth Avenue. And he bought 4 10-ounce gold bars. He decided to check them out further since he heard counterfeits were making the rounds. He paid, Ibrahim Fadi paid $100,000 for the bars. He drilled into several of the bars and found gray tungsten, which has the same density almost as gold. So it's very hard to detect. The same thing happened in England earlier in the year, and it's happened in a couple of other places, too. So it's fool's gold. It's not legit. And the scheme involves a genuine gold bar, supposedly the way they're saying it, that is bought with several numbers and authentic documents and then is hollowed out to be replaced with the tungsten. I never even had seen it before until I looked at the link in the photo, but it's then closed up, and you have no idea. Ooh, that's scary, isn't it? So $100,000 compared to what some others lost, which is you know, that much worse. So an interesting link. Thank you. If you ever have a link to anything pretty cool or interesting or whatever and you think I might not have seen it, absolutely. Send it on to americatonight.net. This one from Virginia. Virginia says, I am sick and tired of the administration covering up the Libyan thing. I don't understand, Kate. I know it's an election, but still, if they screwed up, if in fact the protection was light at the consulate and somebody gave the information out to the extremists, so be it. Let the chips fall where they're going to fall and stop trying to call it something it's not. It's a heinous terrorist attack, and we all knew it the second we saw it. I feel so sorry for the families of the four Americans, including the ambassador, that were killed. That's the crying shame. They deserve to know the truth. Well, I agree. They deserve to know whatever the truth is, and I believe that it is exactly how it's playing out, that Al-Qaeda ties to this with the Gitmo Libyan guy who was released from prison, released from Gitmo in 2007 and from prison in 2008, and he led the charge here, and they pulled it off. And they pulled it off because they had a connection, somebody who told them what was going on inside. I mean, if somebody opens the door for you and you have weapons, heavy weapons, what do you think is going to happen? Of course, that was the plan. Especially, I'm certain the plan was to get the ambassador, because he's a career politician and the people in Libya liked him, were responding to him. So I bet that's part of what that was about. I bet. All right, here's one from the Duke. Hey, Kate Delaney, I've heard you talk before about going to Walt Disney World and Walt Disneyland. Don't know if you ever went to Knott's Berry Farm, but you might not have heard that a ride was stuck during the day and people were dangling for at least 2 hours, 300 feet over Knott's Berry Farm. Ooh, that would be my nightmare. How frightening would that be? Knott's Berry Farm, I have never been there, but I heard it is pretty cool. There's about 20 people, as the story goes, in fact, who thought they were doing that quickie 3-minute thing, because most of those rides are pretty fast. Something happened. There was a breakdown, so they were dangling over the park. It did take 2 hours. 2 hours, their legs dangling. Spins them in a circle. Happened right before 5 o'clock. No one was injured. Oh, they had TV news helicopters flying all around. Oh, to be one of those people and you're upside down. Are you kidding me? The worst. What do you think? They're going to get a free pass for life to Knott's Berry Farm? Is that how you make it up to them? Something. They got to get something right in the deal.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Comes on with us each and every week. He's the best man from PickNation.com. Buddha, this week was crazy. Denver, what happened to Peyton Manning? And how about those referees? It was nuts. What'd you think?
Well, to me, the worst thing about the referees is not so much that they're getting the calls wrong. I mean, because for the most part, the calls are right, and it's not really affecting the outcome of the games. But I think that how long it's taking them to make the calls, how much stoppage and play we have, the biggest problem for gamblers is we need the games to end in an orderly fashion so we can figure out how much we won or lost at 1 o'clock and then bet the 4:15 games. If you've got a four-and-a-half-hour game, that's running to like 4:30, 4:45. I'm no good for the second half of the game. It messes everything up. That's been the biggest complaint that I've heard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It has been slow. You're right. If you turn your back for a second, you can go and probably have a six-pack, come back, and you're okay. You're still not missing any of the action. You don't need to TiVo anything or rewind it whatsoever. When we look
right,
at this
one, certain teams run that hurry-up offense, and pace is very important to them.
Yeah.
And throws them out of their game.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have to start sort of in the middle of the bunch because I have a ton of friends, I said this before, who are New York Jets fans, and I'm sick of hearing them whine about the Jets. So now, this time around, I mean, look at Miami the last time. The Jets and Miami knotted up at one apiece. What do you see happening here?
Right. New week, but I'm sorry, same old Jets. Still built to beat mediocrity. I told you that they would beat the Bills in week one. They did exactly that for that reason. I told you they would lose to Pittsburgh in week two for the exact same reason. I really have no new analysis here other than to say that that Ryan Tannehill, he is not an elite quarterback, and the Miami Dolphins are a mediocre team. Therefore, the Jets should win in cover. I would lay the three here with NYJ.
All right, I like that. Hey, the Dallas Cowboys, pathetic against Seattle. Tampa Bay now, though, at home, and we see what's going on with Tampa Bay. What do you see with the line here?
Right, well, betting on Tony Romo and the Dallas Cowboys, to me, is like going to Vegas and walking up to the roulette wheel. I mean, you never know what you're going to get. Just because it was red last week doesn't mean it's going to be black this week. The one thing you do know is that you will get scoring from these teams. Tampa Bay scored a ton of points against the Giants last week, and the flip side of that is the Giants offense completely destroyed Tampa Bay's defense. Dallas will do the same. I see the total at 46.5. I go over the total here.
All right, over. You said that before about the Cowboys. Hopefully people are paying attention. They would have picked that up from you. We've been talking for almost 2 years now, and they would certainly know that. The game that a lot of people from my neighborhood are talking about, yo, Eagles. The Eagles and Arizona. And it's because they're both, you know, two apiece, and it's in Phoenix. But what do you see with Vic? It's strange. They've won. The Eagles have won both of their games, but by a point, and that's shaky on when you look at the lines.
It is. And Arizona went into New England last week, a 14-point underdog, obviously, and beat the Patriots. Now they come home against the Eagles, and they're getting 4 points. And everybody around me has Arizona Cardinals winning easy, but not me. I think the Eagles are extremely dangerous. Yeah, they haven't played their best football yet, but they did win their first two games. And there's a big difference between Cleveland and then stepping up and beating the Ravens. Let's be honest. The Eagles-Ravens, that's a playoff game. Getting a win there is important. They, you know, they had a bad first half, but they came back in the second half and played strong. I like the Eagles here to naturally improve the way they've been improving week in and week out and win this game.
Houston and Denver, also a later kick, 425 kick, in fact, and it's at Mile High. What do you think will happen this time around for Peyton Manning and some of the holes that they had last time around?
Right, so Peyton Manning getting off the slow start in a single game this far. And, like, I don't know about you, Kate, but to me, maybe he's just not completely comfortable with the team yet. It would make perfect sense.
Yeah.
And to be honest, Houston, they're just a little bit ahead, you know, of Denver right now. Now go to week 10, and maybe that won't be the case, but where we are right now, I think Houston's the better team. This is a virtual pick 'em. I would go with Houston in this game.
Houston. Yeah, I like Matty, too. Remember, we used to talk about him a lot last year.
Absolutely.
Matty Schaub. Okay, so
I like any quarterback named Matty. Give them all to me. I mean, you know, they're all good.
I agree. San Diego and Atlanta, they're both undefeated, and I don't know. What are we seeing from Phillip Rivers? Has the river arrived even more so?
I think so. With Atlanta's win, you know, I think, you know, Atlanta's last win, the impressive one, I think that what happens is you get a little value here with San Diego, who's playing probably their best ball in the beginning of a season that they have, I don't know, in the last 6 years. So for me, I like San Diego here. I think they're the play.
San Diego, okay. This team is a mystery to me. Maybe you can help me solve the riddle. And it's going to be in Oakland, Pittsburgh taking on Oakland. They haven't come up with their first win yet.
You know, they are pathetic, obviously. Look, I mean, every year they come out. They came out with a T-shirt 5 years ago. It said, you know, a new coach, new system, new attitude. And they just keep wearing those same shirts every year because every year the coach changes and supposedly the system and the attitude changes. But it's really SOS, you know, every single year. There isn't any amount of money in the world you could pay me to bet on Oakland this year at all.
Yeah, there you go. Don't bet on Oakland. The man says it. Buddha has spoken. Baltimore, we talked about Baltimore. You said it was like a playoff game against the Eagles. That was a great game to watch. I watched the whole game. So Baltimore this time hosting New England after the Patriots' big disappointment. Yeah, what about this line?
Right, so, I mean, something's going on with New England here between Belichick and Wes Welker. I mean, you probably read about it. They're obviously phasing Welker out of the offense. The one thing that Belichick doesn't like to do is pay too much for players. Welker's in a negotiation. His contract is up. Doesn't look like he'll be returning to New England. And even if he does, the reason why he's having so much friction with Belichick is because if you sign a contract with Welker, it's probably going to pay him based on what he's done in the past, not on what he brings to the table necessarily going forward. Belichick doesn't deal that way. We saw it with Randy Moss during that whole saga. I think it's disrupting the team. I think that's why they lost the game last week. I think that's what's going on here. I think it's affecting them. I'm going with Baltimore minus the three.
Ooh, I like that, Baltimore. The Monday night game is Seattle and Green Bay.
We're going to talk about New Orleans, too. Oh, my God.
Oh, we will. We will.
Nobody saw that coming.
Oh, I didn't.
We talked about it last week. You know, I had my theory of relativity.
Yeah.
Any elite team that won in week one had relatively no chance of losing in week two. You know, it was true with the Giants. It was true with the Steelers. It was true with the Packers, who all came back and won in week two.
Sure.
The New Orleans Saints, when they gave up 35 points against Carolina.
I know.
They went down. And now, to me, Kate, they are in a must-win scenario. If they don't win, their season is over. They're minus 9 points, but I think Kansas City is an F. I'd lay the 9 points. I'd lay the Wood. With New Orleans, that's it. One more shot. They lose here. We put them on the back burner until next year.
Yeah, don't even bet them, you're saying. Forget it, because then they'd be in the whole three, down three.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
The you know, I don't really care about the Monday night game in a sense, but if you're looking for easy money, is there easy money to be had here, Green Bay and Seattle?
There's never easy money in this business. If I was, I wouldn't be open. But I'll tell you what, Green Bay 3.5, that's going to be very enticing to a lot of people. But Seattle, obviously a tough dog at home. We saw that against Dallas last week. I mean, Seattle's been good at home in general. The last 18 games at home, they have 13-5 against the spread. So for me, the question is, are all those stats and accolades just creating value for you to bet Green Bay, or does the Green Bay brand overpower all that stuff anyway and make the line actually right? For me, I think 47 points is way too high. Both of these teams went under last week in the total. I see that trend continuing this week. I'm going to go under the 47 on Monday night.
Ooh, under the 47. All right, one last one. I didn't ask you this one out of the gate. The Thursday night game, you talked about the Giants. You talked about Carolina, and this game is in Carolina.
Right, for me, I mean, obviously, the Giants had one of the most unbelievable offensive performances that I've ever seen last week, but in the same respect, giving up that many points to Tampa Bay was just unacceptable. They have a long way to go here, but I can't ever bet Carolina over the Giants, so we're going to go with Big Blue.
Big Blue. Yeah, I agree. Maybe there was a letdown as they started off, because they won the Super Bowl. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very tough. There's a reason why, you know, not many teams have ever come back and won it back-to-back. But the Giants never play good during the regular season. I mean, last year we were well into week 10, and it didn't even look like they were going to make the playoffs. So they just happened to have the type of veterans on their team, you know, mixed with, you know, there's always this Coughlin is one of the most underrated coaches in the NFL. What he's real good at is making the best with what he has and changing his system based on where his strengths are. A lot of coaches coach one system and try to fit players into that system. Coughlin seems to have a way to get the best out of the bunch that he has.
Yeah, I agree. Buddha Man, always fun. I love it that we're back into the thick of this season. PickNation.com, great site. Go there. Awesome handicappers, and he's the best. He's the man. Thanks, Buddha Man.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Once again on America Tonight, you know, we do this business thing. I've been talking about Apple stock. I used to do a tech show, and Apple was like $200 a share. Now it's well above $700 a share. In fact, it was like $702 and change. Crazy. I was talking to an analyst today who thinks it may go up to $875. We'll see if that happens. So it's time to dive into It's Your Business. This time around, I'm going to introduce you to a guy who I think can help in the sense of what happens when you're doing the sales thing and you're the king of the hill, and then maybe you get a little stale. He's got a great company. Its name is Scott Sherwin. He's the president of a group called Sandler Training. It's sales mastery consultants, and it's in a place called Arlington, Texas. You know where Arlington is, of course. It's where the Texas Rangers play. Hey, Scott, thanks for hanging out with us here on America Tonight.
Hey, thank you, Kate, very much. Don't forget the Cowboys.
That's right. I keep forgetting that. You're right. The Cowboys are literally across the street from the Texas Rangers. And there you are. And you know what? In your backyard, besides that, you also have, I think it's the Bowling Hall of Fame is there, too.
You know, I'm sorry to say I haven't been there lately, but thank you so much for the advice.
So you've been doing the sales thing. You started in the mid-'80s. So the first question is, how much has the sales profession changed? I know that's a big umbrella because there's sales of all different kinds. But sales is sales is sales. And I think, Scott, everybody needs to know how to sell no matter what it is you do for a living. But how much have you seen the business, let's say, overall change?
You know what's remarkable? You would think immediately that everyone would say it has changed. It really hasn't changed. There's old traditional selling, which we call the old Tom Hopkins selling, or everyone grew up thinking, I'm going to do what Zig Ziglar says, and I'm going to get motivated and get people excited. The problem is that salespeople still have that poor stereotype where 5% of salespeople across the world give 95% of really good people that name. And so sales has changed only if salespeople determine that they got to quit selling and making it about themselves and how great they are and forget about themselves and make it all about the prospect. And then you can have a conversation. But generally speaking, until people decide to change their personalities and behavior, sales does not change.
And you see that when you go into companies and you work with them, you see that people don't understand why it's not working and they're doing cold, what we would call cold calling or a lot of other things, and they don't understand why all of a sudden they don't have a hot hand. And when you dig deeper, you find out some of these things that you just mentioned.
Well, it's funny because if you think about what you were when you were a kid and why you got recognition, the person who raised their hand in class when the teacher called and answered the question was the one who got the pat on the back. The one who didn't answer the question didn't. Sales should be the opposite of that. We shouldn't be telling people what to do. We should be asking people. We should be discovering. We should be helping them understand where they're being underserved. And if there's a solution, they should discover it. We shouldn't have to tell them. And so salespeople believe, we call it the default system. You default to telling and telling and pretty much vomiting all over the prospect. And the whole time they're smiling, they're probably singing the Star Spangled Banner in their head because they don't care. It's not about them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's such a great tip. It's so true. Absolutely. And you definitely have a track record in what we would call non-traditional selling approaches, right? And that's through all this training and all the reinforcement of some of the things you just mentioned. Is that part of what you would do?
It is, and the risk of sounding like I'm on this radio program to talk about what I do, the differences people would say, if someone says to me, why are you the best sales trainer, I have an answer. But if you ask a traditional sales person, why should I use your company, they're going to throw up all their features and benefits. If somebody asks me why they should use me in a systematic selling program and get ongoing reinforcement, I would say, I'm not sure that you should. Tell me about your issues and concerns. We can figure that out. I may or may not be a fit for you. That's what has to happen. We have to have blatant, honest conversations and allow the prospect to feel like this is, I have their interest in mind, not my interest alone.
Yeah. Have you ever, in doing that, have you ever come to an agreement that, you know what, this just isn't going to work for us and it's not going to work for you?
I actually teach that. I teach if you own the no, not the K-N-O-W, the N-O, if you own the no and did not worry about it, and you believed I'm independently wealthy and do not need the business, number one. And number two, that every prospect is not qualified to be a customer. If you believe those two things, then you can qualify them and find out if they're the right fit for your product and not feel like if you're selling them, you're qualifying them, and you're a consultant, a counselor, a mentor. You're not a salesperson. And that's the type of relationship people want. They don't want this disingenuous crap. Can I
yeah.
say crap on the radio?
You did it. You can. I say it all the time. That's funny. We're like kindred spirits. When you said the word no, I was like, oh, that's like a light bulb moment for me. I gave a speech and I used the word no, and for similar reasons for what you're talking about. And everybody looked at me like I had five heads. But afterwards, I had so many people come up to me and they wanted me to go and speak to their groups. I was like, nobody told you never to say no. They said, you always have to say yes.
It's ridiculous. We call it an upfront contract. And you meet with someone, you say, hey, we're going to meet for half an hour. You're going to have questions. You're going to want to know about X, Y, and Z. I'm going to want to know about this. And typically, at the end of the meeting, Mr. Prospect, two things that happen. One will be, we'll figure out if we're a fit. If we're a fit, we'll talk about what next steps look like. If we're not, are you comfortable telling me no? Because most people would say, think it over, be polite. On the other hand, would you be comfortable or uncomfortable if I didn't think we're a fit and I told you no? Would that offend you? We certainly want to get on the right page here, but we need to have the agreement at every meeting we're either going to move forward or we're going to end it. There's no reason to play the think it over, wait for the phone call game. That wastes too much time and effort.
Yeah, I so agree. I hate the whole thing about the, and maybe it goes back to dating. That's the same thing they tell Scott people dating. Just look at the phone. Just watch the phone and see what happens. Forget the whole phone thing. Absolutely. And the one thing we know that has changed is some of the tools have changed because of technology. I would think in the sales business, it's better, bigger, and badder because you have more ways to really reach people. Is that right?
I think social media is making a huge impact. But when it comes down to it, it's still a relationship business. There are businesses that protect themselves and they go out to bid or they use consultants. They put people on spreadsheets. But you'll see year after year after year, the ones they choose at the lowest cost, they don't end up doing that the second year because you do get what you pay for. You get less services. You get less response. And social media has helped that confidence and trust level. And that's why people buy.
Yeah. When you go in, I'm sure some of the groups have been big and then probably, is it where you might have mid-level folks and then some that are new? Do you break it down like that when you go in and you have a client?
When you say break it down, you're talking about the different levels of the organization.
Sure, sure.
I would say I don't train any company unless we perform or what we call a sales culture. You have to change it, the attitudes, the behaviors and the techniques, where traditional selling would say, learn to say this and they will buy from you. Well, most people are so uncomfortable saying stupid, disingenuous things. You've got to have the right behaviors, which is a consistent way of using best practices. You have to have the right attitude, which is an attitude of possibilities, and keep your confidence up and work at that every day and practice that. And then you can use tactics that are effective in communication. I'll give you a quick example. If you're going to a counselor, I know none of us here on the phone would ever go to a counselor for any reason, but pretend you did.
Mm-hmm.
And the counselor, you said to the counselor, I don't like what you're doing. I'm not sure you can help me. If the counselor was a salesperson, you know what they would say? You're wrong, and I'm going to show you why I can help you. But what I want a salesperson to be is a counselor and say, you may be right, but you said that for a reason. What's going on?
Yeah, that's good.
And so we don't want to be salespeople. We want to be mentors and consultants, and we think we have to throw up and tell and tell.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, if you don't understand the prospect, it's a science how to learn to understand them and do it right. They're going to see right through you. You have to be yourself, and you have to be genuine and tell them, hey, I'm uncomfortable talking right now, and I'm feeling a lot of stress and pressure. Are you feeling the same thing?
Yeah.
Instead of fighting your way through it like all the old salespeople tell you.
Sure. I was just thinking of this. It's like the lines that you have to say, this was a terrible. Somebody tried to sell me a house one time, and they must have said this to me 10 times. Can you see yourself in this house? I thought,
God.
Oh, don't use that, please. This is not going to happen. This is bad.
Well, my son's in Chicago. He's buying a new car. He works for Motorola. They're bought by Google, so he's now safe. They've gone through the layoffs. He's buying a car. He calls me, and he says, Dad, this guy said in writing he would sell me this car, and this is the price he agreed upon. I said, son, what he is going to do is tell you that car is no longer available, and they just so happen to have a similar one, but it's $2,000 more. You can bet on it, and this is how you handle it. You have to stick to your gun. So he called the guy back, said, I'm coming to see the car. The guy said, oh, man, I didn't know, but somebody else had a contract on it. I don't have it, but I do have this other one. And that's why salespeople get the bad name, because salespeople are some of them are so disingenuous. It's all about them, not the customer.
Yeah. We have to have you back on again. Scott Sherman, you were a delight. We'll have to do the all-time worst sales lines. That would be fun.
Thank you. That would be. And, no, you're a delight. I'm here because this is fun. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Scott.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV
is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.